Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we'll take a look at gaming and land issues across the state. Our guests are from the law firm of Armstrong Teasdale. We'll have Rick Campbell and Kevin Stolworthy here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Syria the top of mind there with Larry Mathias, Jill Derby, and Dory Guy. Talk coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program both from the law firm of Armstrong Teasdale, Richard Campbell and Kevin Stolworthy. Pleasure to have both of you gentlemen here.
Morning, Sam.
The first issue I wanted to start out with was the judge's ruling on the Harmon on the Las Vegas Strip, part of City Center, that MGM Resorts is claiming is unsafe and could collapse in an earthquake. And Perini Construction has said no, they could fix it for a relatively small amount of money. And now the judge has said that this building can be imploded. Isn't this the evidence going away before the trial?
It's a great question. There's been a lot of litigation in the case with the judge allowing experts to peruse those buildings and to do all sorts of expert destructive testing that they need to do in order to make their case. But yeah, the evidence will be gone, but I'm sure that the parties in the case have worked very hard to document everything they can. I know there's been a lot of litigation with regard to the experts, some appeals to the interim appeals to the Nevada Supreme Court, you know, on those issues. And so it's been dealt with procedurally quite a bit. But you're right, the evidence will be gone, but the experts have just swarmed that place, and it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out.
And this is a battle between two giants.
Yes.
Right.
One of the things that I was thinking about as more time goes by was we'd actually get to the point where MGM would need the rooms at the Harmon, and it would make more sense to fix it than it would be to implode it. But at this point, they want to
From
take it down.
My reading of the experts is that I think Perini almost even came to a middle ground and said, tentatively agree that it may be best just to tear it down, that it's so far gone that it just couldn't be repaired. So, some of the evidence is gone, but I think they've done so much testing that I can't think that Perini or any other would be able to claim that, you know, they're somehow prejudiced by not having the building up there during the trial.
Okay, so at some point we will find this out. One of the things that's going to be very interesting is to see this thing taken down, because it is right next door to the Cosmopolitan. It is right there on the Strip. It is in the lead up to City Center. So this is going to have to be something that is going to have to be expertly done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Las Vegas is famous for taking down buildings like that.
I heard that they're already planning. Plans are underway to get it done.
So. No shock there. you know, one of the things that's interesting is over the last few years, we have seen the revenue of properties on the gaming side as a percentage of the total income drop to around 36%, that everything else that the properties do is at 64%. Should we really change the way that we and the state looks at the entertainment industry in Nevada and not look at it just from those gaming numbers every month, but look at it as whole resort numbers?
You know, that's a good point. With the recession, you see the gaming numbers, as you said, go down, but they're making it up in other ways and getting other revenue from non-gaming.
And it's more money. They're actually making more money. If you can sell a bottle of liquor that costs you under $20 for $750 for a VIP nightclub,
right,
that's way more money you're making from the average gambler.
That's exactly right. And I think from a standpoint of watching revenue or taxing revenue, I think you're right. I think they need to look across the board and see what they can get.
Somebody once said to me when SLS was looking at the Sahara, and their background is not gaming, but it's nightclubs and entertainment. They're very famous in South Beach, very famous in Los Angeles, that reopening that property as an SLS property in Vegas was not a smart move because they were not gaming people. Do you agree with that?
You know, I don't, because I think that Las Vegas now is unique in that, you know, gaming is not so unique throughout the country, but Las Vegas has something to sell that you can't get at an Indian casino in Sacramento or a riverboat casino in St. Louis. So it's a different product they're offering, and so I think that SLS is probably kind of jumping in on that trend, because, you know, you can't get any of those amenities that you can in a Las Vegas casino now. And it's not just gaming. It's dining, shopping, shows. I mean, they have really changed the landscape of what you can do in Las Vegas.
You know, it's interesting, too, because if you look at the pricing of shows, now, there have been local specials, obviously, for several years now, where you can get two-for-ones and other great deals if you have a Nevada license. But for people coming from other places, you're going to a Cirque show, you're talking $300 plus for a couple of tickets to see these shows. There was no recession for those kind of shows.
No, you're right. I think a couple of years ago there might have been a kind of a recession because we'd get phone calls from a friend who would run a hotel's theater, and they'd say, we have some free tickets for you.
Right.
Those days are gone. And you're right. The shows are starting to be popular. My wife and I went this last weekend down on the Strip and in Las Vegas, and participated in that. It was just packed, obviously, on Labor Day weekend, but there's a lot happening right now down there.
And you're seeing lots of different events, like the Electric Daisy Carnival that shoots room rates. They're not particularly gamblers, but when your room rates go through the roof, if you have a higher average daily room rate, that brings you in more profit than a lot of other things.
Yeah. You know, historically, they've always used the gaming revenues, but again, looking at some of the different revenue streams, I think, is a good idea.
All right. We'll talk about more land uses when we come back right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 4th. Reno Town Mall, health screenings from Renown Health, food tastings, free parking at the Atlantis, and resource information. Plenty of big band music, a barbershop quartet, and a sneak preview of the Eldorado's Jersey Knights celebrating the four seasons. It's your day. That's Senior Fest, September 4th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 4th. Reno Town Mall, health screenings from Renown Health, food tastings, free parking at the Atlantis, and resource information. Plenty of big band music, a barbershop quartet, and a sneak preview of the Eldorado's Jersey Knights celebrating the four seasons. It's your day. That's Senior Fest, September 4th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Campbell and Kevin Stolworthy, both with Armstrong Teasdale. You were just mentioning in the break there, MGM has a huge project, $100 million for just a park that's going to lead into a stadium that's down there by New York, and the Monte Carlo. And it's almost like a copycat of what Caesars is doing with their quad project, which is, again, not just about gambling, but about everything else.
A lot of retail, a lot of restaurants, a lot of shops, as I said. And we were talking about how people are excited about the Shake Shack coming in from New York that people love, hamburger shop to be put in there. So it is. They're diversifying. There's no question.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because, I mean, this is not insignificant money. We were told through the recession we're never going to see buildings or building the way we've seen it before, and just about every property on the Strip has completely refurbished itself in the time. So they're essentially new properties because the buildings were not damaged. What do you think in terms of the Genting project that's where Echelon was supposed to be? They're talking about potentially it being a $7 billion project over the life of the project. They look like they're going to break ground within the next 18 months.
That's what they're saying. 2014 is their groundbreaking. Apparently they have a lot of cash, from their...
They got Singapore. Why not?
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I don't know how much financing they're going to need for the project and how big, I've heard the rest estimates are $2 to $7 billion.
Right.
I don't know if they'll scale back, if they'll wait a little longer before they reach their final project. But, it's going to be a huge impact for the Strip. I mean, it's the first major project now since the start of the downturn.
Right, and really since City Center.
Yeah.
But yes, this company has huge cash flow. I mean, they operate racetracks in back east in New York. They're a Malaysian company. They have casino interest there, but the money coming in from their Singapore property, I mean, do you think they could actually pay it out of cash flow?
Probably I don't think not. They might, but I don't think they would. Big companies like to carry some debt, I would assume. So
one of the big white elephants that sits on the Strip is the Fountain Blue. Do you think that Carl Icahn at some point wants to actually do something with that, or do you think that he's looking to flip it to somebody, and if so, who do you think might be out there?
That's a great question. I know that they have sold a lot of the interior finishings, the FF&E. They've just sold them off.
Right, the Plaza benefited greatly from that.
Yeah, the Plaza did. So he got a lot of money back from that. He got it at a bargain basement price, as you know. I don't know. I mean, he kept Bob Stupak's place, you know,
and the Stratosphere.
Stratosphere, and he's still running it, and so it's hard to figure, but it's a good play for somebody down the future.
Well, and also he owns all the Tropicana properties except the Tropicana in Las Vegas, and is investing money in those.
Yeah. You know, the condo market is coming back down there, though. I guess the prices have increased about 30% since the downturn. I guess there's a line now. I mean, almost all the city center properties are either sold or in contract, and so I think he'll probably flip it to somebody that is interested in condo development, but I can see that project coming back as a condo when, if that market keeps up like it is.
There's a high-rise timeshare going up right now in Las Vegas also.
And people are paying stupid money again for these properties. Yeah. I mean, we saw one of the highest prices ever paid for a condo just recently. When people talk, and we only got about a minute left, when people talk about Indian gaming being a threat to Northern Nevada, for example, isn't it time Northern Nevada got over Indian gaming and just got on with the practice of selling the products they have and tourism in general?
Well, I'm going to let a Reno attorney answer this.
Yeah, I do, and I think Reno is seen that, and I think they're trying to reinvent themselves, outdoor markets, you know, outdoor activities, the revitalization of downtown, the art town type of thing. So, yeah, I think it is time to get over it. I assume that, you know, the big players here have gotten over it. They know that they're going to have to diversify and that they can't rely on those revenues. I mean, historically, a lot of our revenue came from Washington, and there's Indian casinos all over up there, and obviously Sacramento casinos have impacted the Bay Area traffic. So I think they probably are over it, and they know they have to diversify. And, you know, they have a product to sell up here with the outdoors, and hopefully they'll reinvent that and to be able to do that.
And we have one property, the Grand Sierra Resort, which is under relatively new ownership, that has 100 acres, actually more than 100 acres, of developable land. I mean, they could do incredible things with that if they want to invest the money.
Yeah, I know they've talked about water parks and all kinds of different things. But, yeah, I think there's a real opportunity to diversify for the Northern Nevada Casino.
So I'm sitting here with two optimistic attorneys. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's a really good thing. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks, guys,
after this
timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Our office here in Carson City was the former residence of Nevada's first territorial judge and state Supreme Court justice. In our daily practice, we strive to extend that standard of excellence.
If you've been injured, call right away. Take the first step.
Ma'am, you have money hiding in your house.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Broken bracelet, about $250. Gold chain, $300, $400. A single earring, about $30. Old silver coins, a little gold, at least $1,000 right in this drawer. Would you be surprised to hear that Check City can turn this old stuff into over $3,000 cash?
Check City, buying your gold and silver when you need cash.
How much money is hiding in your home?
If you or someone you know needs help with an addiction problem, Solutions DUI and Counseling Center can help. We offer substance abuse counseling and all levels of DUI classes. Call Solutions at 358-1123.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jill Derby is here, the former Nevada Democratic Party Chair, Larry Mathias, Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association, and Dory Guy, Democratic Advocate. Pleasure to have you all here. So Senator Reid, over the weekend, talking to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, said the U.S. has a moral obligation to take action on Syria. What do you think about the president's position now of going to Congress? A dysfunctional Congress.
Yes. Well, I think he had to do that. I think when he didn't have the support, particularly when Britain turned it down, I think it was actually a smart move on his part. Now, he didn't say anything about not acting if the authority wasn't given, but I think it was a smart thing for him to do. I think it could be a very healthy national debate, by the way, or maybe it will turn into political backbiting and won't be really substantive, which would be disappointing.
Now, our Congress, to say the least, has been dysfunctional over the last several years.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, how long do you give the Congress, if you're the president, to actually say yes or no?
Well, I don't think it will be forever. I mean, people are talking about 2 weeks on the outset. Next Monday is the first chance we'll have, but I don't think it can be extended over a long period of time. I think they'll have to take some action.
I feel that he's damned if he does, and he's damned if he doesn't, you know. He had to do it this way, especially after Britain decided not to go into the war and or into the whatever they want to call it, military strikes or whatever. And if he hadn't gone to Congress, he's a bad guy. And now that he's going to Congress and letting everybody know exactly our position, he's still a bad guy. So it's a very difficult part for the president.
The lead up has been awful. I mean, we were leading up to an incursion before the chemical weapons were used. That gave us a new rationale. The president hasn't handled it well. He's overstated his case too often. Now he's got to live up to that or he looks weak. I think he's got no choice. He's got to wait for those folks in Congress to actually try to come to some agreement, because he's turned it over to them. If he intervenes now, then the executive branch and the legislative branch are on a constitutional collision course. And that was not the case prior to that, because we've been getting awfully used to the executive branch doing whatever it wants to do when it comes to declaring wars. But we have a problem now.
It's going to be a great debate in Congress, that's for sure.
Well, look.
The numbers for C-SPAN are going to go through the roof.
I know.
If there were great debaters in Congress, this would be a great debate.
Yeah.
He drew a red line, which he should have done. I think it was exactly right. I mean, like it or not, we are the only world superpower. We're the only one that can really stand up in the face of this moral obscenity and something that contravenes the convention of using weapons of mass destruction that nearly all nations have agreed to. And the only really important question is, what's the cost of our doing nothing? And I think that's horrendous.
But the scary thing is that you have a Hobson's choice here. You have,
of course,
do you go after Assad, and then you appear to be supporting the rebels, and then you appear to be supporting Al-Qaeda? I mean, you are stuck between the worst
rock and a hard spot.
Well, chemical weapons have been used a lot during the last 30 years, and we haven't done anything previously. I think probably some American firms have sold some of it. The selective moral principles adapted to what you've already decided as your policy is what's wrong. If this is the line, then this has to be the line every time a dictatorship around the world uses one of the weapons of mass destruction. We've been very selective, and when we get outraged And that's not that's got us in a pickle right now.
Jill.
Well, only there haven't been many. I mean, Saddam Hussein used those, but what we have now is such clear and convincing evidence of it. Not just somebody says, but in fact, you know, social media and the images that everybody saw.
Okay, so briefly here, because we've got less than a minute here. The ramifications, though, Saudi Arabia, Israel,
yeah.
I mean, Iran. There are a lot of people who have a lot to lose and or gain in this.
It's very risky, but it's risky either way you go. And where are the greatest risks? I mean, you can't let the best be the enemy of the good. You know, you have to do something here. And I think we have allies in the regions. But the risk to our credibility for doing nothing, I think, is huge. And I think that's where the national security piece of this comes in.
So in a way, do something, whether it's right or wrong, but do something.
Well, you have a Hobson's choice. You said it. I mean, there's no good options here, but we're faced in a dilemma, and we have to make a decision one way or another. That's it.
Okay, quick last words.
You have to do something when it's timely. It was timely a year ago. The question is it timely now?
Yeah, I agree.
And that's where I have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
A good law firm protects you, your family, your well-being, and your health. But a great law firm protects your money. At Laub & Laub, it's all about your money.
Smoke, fire, or water damage is a devastating experience. North American Restoration Dry Cleaners, NARD, should be your first choice for clothing and textile restoration. Bobby Pages, our Northern Nevada member, understands and applies our high-achieving standards in cleaning techniques and service required for emergency textile restoration. For service in Northern Nevada and surrounding communities, call or visit us on the web at bobbypages.com. Bobby Pages Restoration, a gentle approach to a sensitive situation.
You've been waiting. We've been waiting. And now it's here. The new four-door turbocharged Fiat 500L has arrived in Reno at Fiat of Reno. And this Fiat has it all, not the least of which is four doors. From a 160-horsepower turbo engine, which gets up to 33 mpg highway, to a whole list of unbelievable features. And it could be yours for the astonishing starting price of just $19,000.
Come see this new addition to our Italian family today. And you know how Italians are about big families.
Have no fear. Fiat is here.
I used to be like you, all hustle and bustle, all media, no social. But ever since I retired, I got a new outlook on life. You got a great cup of coffee for a dollar. Unplug and enjoy it.
More eye-opening mornings to love.
How long you been retired?
About 35 minutes.
Get any size fresh brewed McCafe premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
You know, I used to be like you.
I'm Mel Laub, and this is my son, Joe.
Since 1965, my father and I built our law firm, protecting you, your family, and your money.
Laub & Laub, we're here for you.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On the next broadcast, global warming, climate change, is it real or not? We'll talk with Douglas Boyle. He's the Nevada State Climatologist right here.